둘, 셋, 파!
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here for checking out this series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the episodes that we put out every single week. Three a week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just like this one, to keep you up to date with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Of course, you can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired as well. In fact, we've had some great guests on lately, give you plenty of reasons to keep coming back, like director Paul Feig. He's behind the new movie Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina. Randy Blythe of Lamb of God was here. David Duchovny, Weird Al Yankovic, Samantha Morton, and Minnie Driver, both starring in The Serpent Queen on FX. Talked with the cast of Women of Blue on Apple TV+. Adam Duritz of Counting Crows. Reggie Watts about his new stand-up special, Nevermind. Ryan Tedder of One Republic. Derek Whibley of Sum 41. Victoria Justice, just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with legendary metal frontman Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. We're going to be getting into their Destroy All Enemies tour and their most recent album, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. He's going to tell us why the band's been digging into their catalog a little deeper than usual and changing up the set list for this latest leg. What having guitarist Teemu Mutisaari has added to their sound, and how any member changes really redefines their DNA. Dave's also going to reveal the inspiration behind their song Mission to Mars and teases an upcoming announcement that has something to do with the Tesla that Elon Musk sent to space, as well as his own interest in the universe, how it goes back to his time in summer school, and how the band's cover of Sammy Hagar's This Planet's on Fire traces back to his pre-Metallica days. All that and more as we talk Destroy All Enemies and The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. It's Kyle Meredith with Megadeth's Dave Mustaine.
Hi, Kyle.
So you guys are going on the tour. I should mention that at first. Destroy All Enemies tour with Mudvayne and All That Remains. I appreciate that you're still naming tours. I feel like that's a little bit of a lost art out there. would destroy all enemies. Is there, I don't know, an appreciation or a science to that, a reason?
I don't know. I think it might be so we know what bus to get in at the truck stops.
I guess a lot of people, they don't even name the tours anymore. They're on tour for the album or anything. And that's it, because you all have, the album's been out for a couple of years now, and I guess each tour has their own name, even though it's under the same album. I'm not trying to make more of this than what it is, but when I hear you talk about like you're playing more songs than ever before, that's where I start to think, okay, so do you see a dividing line between these tours? Does the previous tour happen to be something different than what this one be in a certain way?
Well, obviously, where you're playing, that's different, and the way that the venue treats the fans that come in there. You could be at one place where the security are like a bunch of biker rock stars, and they're having a good time, and then you go to another place, and they're just a bunch of shriveled up meatheads that want to beat up the fans.
I mean, obviously, I would imagine you've got your people that kind of take care of that at this point in your career.
Them being inappropriate with fans. Well, we have a security meeting before we open the doors, and we pretty much tell them no roughhousing with the fans, and just be kind and polite to them and let them know that if they come over, they've got three chances to come over. And, because you see some of these really large guys come flying up against the barricade, and there's some younger fans there, and a lot of younger girls there too, and they've got a 150 to 250-pound guy falling down on the back of their neck. People get hurt. So, we just try and consider everybody while we're there. We've got a really wise approach to our security too. We try and make sure that the security guys know everybody's there to have a good time. Don't get up on the barricade with your flashlight and try and get everybody off of people's shoulders, because this ain't your show, buddy, my show. And if I want someone up on shoulders, it'll be me out doing an Angus Young impression.
Well, the shows are obviously legendary for a reason. I mean, what you guys have pulled off, over the course of your career. And for you to have that line, and correct me if I did get that wrong, but you talking about how, the state that you all are in, you are playing more shows or more songs than usual. Even brought back Kick the Chair recently. I mean, and I don't, is that like, is there a certain reason why you pick a song like that out specifically? I do notice that The System Has Failed is 20. Like, does that sort of play into it?
No, it just was a random song choice because it was a really heavy riff. And the band guys and myself, we talk about stuff to add in all the time. So this tour should have a bunch of new songs tossed in and out. It's just a matter of as soon as we're ready to do it. We didn't really have any reasons that we weren't changing the set list up in the past. Other than, if a musician didn't want to play it, or if they couldn't, for example, me with my voice, or something else, like, for example, we were using video, and video made it really difficult to mix the set list up on a whim. We had to really plan out everything. So foregoing the video has really been liberating for us.
And the voice too. I mean, I hear about that a lot. You've got Sammy Hagar on this album, doing the cover of his song "This Planet's on Fire." I remember talking with him, and we were just talking like, as you get older, obviously your voice changes, whereas guitars don't change, drums don't change, and you have to take that into account. I asked him once if there were songs that now he regretted singing so high on. He was like, "Oh, absolutely! I still would have done it back then, but now I'm paying the price," because you have to rewrite those. Like, do you go through those moments as well when you look at songs and you think that's a different person that was singing that? That's not me now.
Yeah, I love Sammy. He's a legend. So fun working with him. For me, my voice, just like anything else, is changing over time, and I just have to keep myself as best shape as I can be in, and make sure that when it's time to work, that I'm ready to work.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dave Mustaine. Well, onwards, I'm also looking at the other changes with Timu on guitars the last couple of years.
Right.
What's he brought that wasn't there before, if you're able to, define that?
God, Kyle, he's such an amazing talent. And as far as being a human is concerned, he's a really humble guy. He's fun to be around because he's kind of this greenness to him, if that's the word, greenness. He makes it really fun because, you know, he's gone from being in a band that was pretty well known to being in Megadeth, and so everything's very new for him at this level. And for us, we get to kind of enjoy ourselves because we sometimes forget, you know, where we're at. And then you see other people that, you know, wow, the bread is round and so is the meat, you know, that kind of shit. And it just makes them really happy, and it just reminds you of how good you have it.
When you have lineup changes like that, and I feel like I'm going to ask an obvious question, I'm going to go ahead for it, but like, how much does that actually change the DNA of what we hear out in the audience?
Well, it depends on who the new player is. If they're willing to learn the parts, then the songs either they stay where they are or they get better. And a lot of times when you have a new player, like when Timu came in, he played everything identical to the original players. So he's been one of the best guitar players to step in and play somebody else's stuff. I don't know what his stuff's going to sound like yet, which I'm looking forward to finding out.
So you guys haven't started writing together yet?
Well, you know, we've been dissecting songs, which is kind of writing in reverse.
It's an interesting way of thinking about that.
Yeah.
And this new record, the latest record, I know it's, you know, been out there for what, a couple of years now, but the Sick, the Dying and the Dead. It's such a cool record. And like a lot of the albums that you do, like there's this balance of whether it's topical or heavy subjects. And then there's these wink and nods that, you know, come through it. I mean, opening with, which I'm pretty sure is the Monty Python clip. And then a song like Mission to Mars, which is one of my favorites on this record. I really enjoy that song. But against everything else, I mean, that song feels really playful, if that's the right way to put it. I mean, do you think of it in that way?
Yeah, well, I guess because it's a little dramatic and it's kind of a storytelling bit. You know, when we had heard that Elon Musk was sending his car up into space, I got really interested in that. And in fact, we have something we're going to be announcing pretty soon that has to do with that car that went up there and space travel and neat shit. We're not going to be the first band to play up in space. That's not what I'm looking at. But it's really neat to be involved in songs that predict the future. You know, I don't know if you saw in the news recently, they just had one of the rovers that were up on Mars just found some rocks that had sulfur inside of it, which indicates some kind of a life form. So I don't know what that means, but I think it's exciting.
I love it that we're all interested in that, or it seems like everyone's interested in that again, at least in my world. Yeah, maybe that stuff comes in waves and everything, but there's always been this thing, especially, you know, music. I've got Bowie over my shoulder, and of course, you know, one of his early breakthroughs kind of led the way for my love of space and just keeping up with the stuff that you're talking about, you know. It's but the relationship of space and music, like, it seems like a big thing as well. Where did that come from for you?
Well, when I was very young, I had chosen some summer school classes, and the two classes I chose, this is my very first time going to summer school, I chose oceanography and astronomy, and I thought those would be cool, and I haven't given it any more thought until just a few years ago, you know, 50 years later, I think about it, you know, however long it's been. But yeah, that was really interesting to me, the other worlds, because in a nutshell, here's this little kid and he wants to look at a world underwater, a world in outer space, anything except for here,
Except for here, that escape moment.
Yeah, it goes back to the sales, but who's buying wine? If there's a new way, you know, what are you looking for, Dave?
Right. Well, I'll repeat only to say that I appreciate how it made its way into that song right there. Like I said, that's a cool one. And I'm looking at the track list here. Deliver the goods, It's heavy and it's catchy, which is not always an easy thing to do. And it's something that you've been able to pull off many times over. I even think back to like Trust or something like that, which is always, you know, one of the most catchy, like heavy songs that I love. Like, where do your pop sensibilities come from? Because to be such a heavy artist, again, it's not easy to, you know, it doesn't seem like you're afraid of a good hook.
Yeah, yeah. You got to. I mean, heavy metal music, it doesn't have to be all grunting and winking.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Dave Mustaine.
I did mention that Sammy also, because I know that that cover finishes, well, I don't know if it finishes off the record or it's bonus tracked on the record, however you look on that. But it does sound like you guys are having a lot of fun. And that's one of those things, like, right, like you're talking about the escapism and mission to Mars. Like, this Planet's on Fire is a song that came out, what, 79, 80, something around there? Like, he was singing about those things then.
Yeah.
Like, is it on the album because it's topical now? Is it on the album because you just like the song?
Well, the band I was in before Metallica was a band called Panic. And I don't know if you've ever heard anything about my origins, but it was a little band, and a lot of the originals that I took to Metallica were Panic songs, and a lot of the covers that we did were really obscure covers. This Planet's on Fire is one of the cover songs I did in Panic. So I played that back in 76 when it came out, I think it was. And there's a lot of real cool songs, like Triumph had a song called Nature's Child. No one had ever heard it. Really rare song, but it was heavy as hell. And that's what I would do. I would just find real super duper heavy songs that were obscure. And that's how I started making my style, so that by the time I was ready to go meet up with my second band, that, you know, I'd already started to develop a really neat style for songwriting.
That's interesting. Now it starts to make a little bit more sense with all that. Did you and Sammy get to do that together in the studio, or was that a separate thing?
Yeah, he was in California, I think, and I'm back here in Tennessee, so we did our stuff separate. And he had done a little bit of guitar work on there, and then he sent that to us, and then we sent back our guitar stuff, and he said, "Don't use my stuff. You guys are smoking, so just use your stuff." And I was so honored, because Sammy really is a great guitar player.
Yeah, he doesn't get talked a lot about that. He's one of my favorite people to have on this show. Anytime he wants to come on, I'm yes, that's always a yes. He says, what a great storyteller he is. Yeah, you guys, I mean, it's such a fun little moment on the record too. And I know I keep saying that. I mean, it's such a strong record. I'm always looking forward to hearing what you do next. You keep us on our toes. And again, to have been doing it as long as you have, and, you know, people are still talking about the new music. How rare is that, you know?
You gotta work hard at it in order to be timely and timeless. If not, you're just gonna be just one of those insignificant people that they're just here and then they're gone.
Well, as the saying goes, keep on trucking, Dave. I hope you do. I don't think I've said that phrase in my entire life. Seriously, it's such an honor to get to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it today.
You're welcome, mate.
My thanks to Dave. Catch Megadeth on tour for the Destroy All Enemies tour and their latest record, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Thanks to you, of course, for checking out the episode. Again, before you get out of here, I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three a week. at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Again, please do give the series a rating and leave a review if you feel inspired. And then after that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Radiohead, Foo Fighters, Girl Scouts, King Kong, Blur, No Doubt, Martha and the Muffins, Otis Redding, the John Spencer Blues Explosion, My Morning Jacket, Solar Rosa, Lady Blackbird, and my interview with director Kevin Smith about some of his classics from the 90s like Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy. Just an example of what you can hear weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Cheers. You too. Bye-bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.